Nolte, other/unsure defeats everyone but Biden in three early primary states. By John Nolte on May 6, 2019. Other/unsure is beating every Democrat candidate except former Vice President Joe Biden in three early primary states, and in some cases, by a wide margin. The other big news is that Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, has lost a massive amount of support in these three states. A Firehouse Strategies poll of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina shows Biden with huge leads. In Iowa, he sits at 35%, in New Hampshire, 34%, and in South Carolina, he is romantically close to the magic 50% mark, 48%. Outside of the Nevada caucus on February 22, these are the first three states that will decide which Democrat faces President Trump in 2020. Iowa goes first on February 3, New Hampshire, second on February 11, and South Carolina, fourth on February 29. These races lead into the all-important Super Tuesday race on March 3, where 12 states, including California, go to the polls. This poll, which surveyed 1,695 likely primary voters, a little over 550 in each state, between April 30 and May 2 using Live Landline, cell, and text, has nothing but bad news for everyone not named Joe Biden. What can you say about a race where other/unsure earns a robust second place? In Iowa, other/unsure attracted 16% support, topping third-place Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who earned 14% support. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, DN, is fourth with 11%. Here is the rest of the ranking: Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, 10.4%, Harris, 4.9%, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, 2.7%, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, 3.5%, and Senator Cory Booker, DNC, 2.4%. Biden and Sanders increased their support from this same poll in February by 10 and 4 points, respectively. Warren stayed the same. Buttigieg was not running in February, so there is nothing to compare to. Everyone else lost a point or two, except for Harris, who lost an incredible 12 points, a breathtaking drop from 17 points to just 5 points. In New Hampshire, other/unsure sits in second place with 19.4% support. Sanders is in third with 15.5%. From there, Mayor Pete, 9.7%, Warren, 9.1%, Harris, 7.0%, fake Hispanic O'Rourke, 3.0%, Klobuchar and Booker, 1.3% and 1.2%, respectively. Again, the big loser in New Hampshire is Harris, who dropped 6 points. Biden and Bernie jumped 13 and 3 points, respectively. South Carolina, other/unsure, 20%, Bernie, 11.9%, Mayor Pete, 5.2%, Pocahontas, 4.5%, Harris, 4.3%, Patty O'Rourke, 1.2%, Klobuchar, 0.8%, and Booker, 3.8%. And again, Harris was the big loser with an 8-point collapse. O'Rourke was always a fabricated media phenomenon, too inexperienced, bizarre, and spastic to go anywhere. Meanwhile, the bottom has fallen out of the Harris campaign. Maybe she needs to stop all the bizarre fake smiling. Other numbers of interest in this poll. When asked if they want Trump impeached, 52% of Democrat primary voters said yes in Iowa, 45% in New Hampshire, and a whopping 60% in South Carolina. What's more, the pollster reports that just under a two-thirds of voters across all three states said they were in favor of abolishing the Electoral College, and a slight plurality of voters in Iowa, 43%, and NH, 46%, and a majority in SC, 54%, said they are in favor of adding two more seats to the Supreme Court if a Democrat wins back the White House. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.